Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podcast Rock City, the only podcast from Jandel. Don't forget your spacesuit.
Podcast Rock City, and that guy right there is Sonny Hollywood Pooty.
What's up, people? I learned some things doing this list. So,
man, me too.
Yeah, I learned some things.
I learned some things too. It's hard as hell for me to pick. Like, as I'm going through, I'm like, well, I gotta have that, and then this one, I'm like, gotta have
I don't
that.
Know about that. I just went through the. I have the discography on a Spotify playlist.
Uh-huh.
I just went through it trying to go to songs that I'm like, oh, man, I'd like to hear that right now. Oh, I'd like to hear that right now. Oh, I'd like to hear that right now. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And came up with 20. And, like, if I was looking, Titania's already put three things in there. Yes, no, yes. Well, no, wait. Yes, no, technically no, because it's not anything.
It's so hard. All right. So listen, everybody, I'm getting a few questions from you guys right now. All right. So listen, Lee was going to be here, and unfortunately she had something major come up. So she had to bail. Joey, I believe, is busy doing some recording or something. They will both be here next week for our 10-year anniversary show. But hello
and
to
Lee
everybody.
Lee is okay. And Lee is okay.
Yes, Lee is fine. Lee is fine. Hey to you guys. Tatiana, happy birthday. Late happy birthday. Chuck, Steve, Karen, Greg, how are you guys doing? For those of you that are listening, hey, how's it going? Thanks for coming to hang out. Listen, before we get started, I want to tell you guys, I've been doing two extra shows a week. And they're on our YouTube page and our iTunes page. It's called Your 20-Minute Kiss Fix. I put them out on Wednesday and Friday. I just pick a topic, and I talk about it for 20 minutes. I do it live on YouTube and Facebook. So if you subscribe to our channel, you can come on and join me 2 days a week extra, and we hang out and just talk about a subject. This week coming up, I'm going to talk about, like, Kiss and People magazine, and we're going to talk about Peter Criss's 78 solo album. So Sonny will not be joining me for that one. But I'm going to show you guys, I know we all know the one People magazine that we've all seen, but I have one that maybe some of you have never seen. And I'm going to show it to you guys and actually read the article to you guys, because it's a crack up to me. And you'll understand why. So 10:10 at night, it has to be after I'm done watching wrestling. Shake your head, Sonny. It's okay. I watch wrestling on Wednesday and wrestling on Friday. And I at 10:10, I get all set up and then I go. So make sure you guys join me for that. Now, there was some cool stuff that happened yesterday. So in order for that to happen, we have to go ahead and get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Hey, have you read the news? So I went to the Fanboy Expo yesterday in Knoxville, Tennessee. And with Karen and my son and Karen's daughter, Kenzie, and we had a blast. And I did something that I've always wanted to do. I don't know if you guys out there are fans of the Clerks franchise or Jay and Silent Bob, but I had the opportunity to go and meet Kevin Smith. I'd met Jason Mewes before, and I had him sign a record. Now, some of you guys might be saying, what record would you have those guys sign? Obviously, The Time, of course, the time, because it's in one of their movies. Actually, they talk about the time a couple of times in their movies. But here's the cool part. When I handed this to Jay or Jason years ago, it's like 8 years ago, he looked at me and goes, I've never signed one of these before. I've never signed one. And it actually says, Joe, it's the motherfucking time. Snooch to the nooch. Because that's what he says in the movie. And then I handed it to Kevin Smith. He said the same exact thing. I've never signed one of these. And he was so excited. So I did tell him that Podcast Rock City was originally, we started a podcast because Kevin Smith, we used to listen to his podcast. And we were like, oh man, we could do what these guys are doing. And this is how Podcast Rock City was born. So I told him yesterday, I said, 9 years, 51 weeks ago, me and my friends started a podcast because you had a podcast. He was blown away by this. He was like, for real? You've been going 10 years. I'm like, yeah, I know. And he thought it was awesome. So I had about 3 or 4 minutes with him and I wanted to ask him a question. How did he wind up in the Kiss in Scooby-Doo movie? Because a lot of you guys know they're the guys testing the roller coaster at the very beginning of the movie. Did you know that, Sonny?
I did.
Okay. So I was like, you know, how did this happen? He said, well, okay. So this is what I could tell you. It has nothing to do with Kiss, why he wanted to be in this, but that's fine. He basically said, I mean, who wouldn't want to be in a Scooby-Doo movie? Which makes sense, which goes to show you Kiss isn't as important to me as it is everybody else. Cheers, all you people watching.
And I'm not, like, I've not seen the Clerks movies, the Jay Silent Bob thing. They got a thing. I just didn't get into it. Wrestling. I'm not into wrestling. I'm not into Star Wars.
Yeah,
I'm not into Star Trek. Like, there's things that you collector nuts get, like, you get connected to, and then you go, I don't know. I'm not into any of that stuff.
Well, you know, I have my few things, and I've stuck with them my whole life, just like you have. And you know, they keep you going. That's for sure. You know, it's one of those things. Like, what's the guitar you have today, Sonny?
Oh, that's Randy Rhoads Jackson Flying V. I got it a while back. It's like light blue on the inside and then darker blue, like outline. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I'll tell you a cool story. I was working at a music store. Actually, the guy on here, Doug, it was his music store. It's called Pioneer Music. I was working there and a guy brings in a prototype guitar. It looks kind of like that.
Except
it has no paint on it, right?
Oh, yeah.
It had all the guts in it and everything. And the guy walked in and goes, hey, I wanted to ask you a question. I'm thinking about repainting this guitar. And I took all the guts out, you know, the pickups and everything. And when he did, on the inside where all the pots and everything go, there was a stamp that said Randy Rhoads prototype.
Oh, that's cool.
And then it was signed off by somebody. I don't think it was Randy Rhoads, but it was signed off. And I looked at him and said, well, I don't know much about what you want to do, but if I were you, I would leave it exactly the way it is. I wouldn't mess with it one bit. But I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and this is just a bolt-on neck. I mean, you can get these anywhere. But, yeah, what you're talking about is super rare, obviously.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. Okay, so we're at the news. I want to get right to talking about a couple of things. Let's go ahead with, let's share the screen here. Kiss is still on the road. There they are. Can you see that, Sonny?
Yeah.
Okay. Kiss is on the road. July 12th, they're going to be in Sweden. The 13th, they're going to be in Sweden. 15th in Norway. And then they have a break. Now, I've gotten in trouble for this before because I'm not looking at Ticketmaster, but it looks like there's a break between September 2nd and October 6th, huh?
Yeah, why would Ticketmaster have it different? Ticketmaster's going to have stuff they don't have on their website?
It did one time where so they just got done, I guess, with the UK, and I had gone on here on this on Kiss Online, and on this page they did not have the UK stuff, but on Ticketmaster, I guess they did. Anyway, so you can see, I don't know, I got, you know, they're eventually going to be back in the U.S. right here. Let's see. That's the U.S. right there. September 1st, and then they go to Sydney for a day.
And then that's the part that's crazy, right? They're in Sydney on the 7th.
Yeah.
What's that? Dubai on the 15th, and then Cincinnati on the 19th. I'm not even sure you can get from Dubai to Cincinnati that fast.
Yeah, that's a super strange. Detroit, Michigan is pretty cool. October 22nd, that's my birthday. They're in Ohio, but the next day, I will be at Bridgestone Arena in front row, yay, for my birthday. And then I'm going to see him a few more times. So I guess that's the final hometown, you know, or home country swing right there. But there's a couple Canada things. Right. Winnipeg, they're getting around still. Anyway, all right. So that's what's going on with Kiss. There's one other thing I wanted to point out to you guys that I saw today, and I have not looked at the Gene Simmons auction thing in a few days, but I saw this and I'm like, now I can't say that this. Okay, to own this piece to own this is crazy to me, but also very unique that he has it. Here is Gene Simmons' report card.
Oh, good Lord.
$800, the bids are up, okay? Eight bids, $800. Now, one of the things I want to show you guys, if you look, you see these little red circles? From what it looks like to me, these are low grades.
I sometimes don't get. I'm a Kiss fan. I get it, and I've got a lot of crap in here. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not interested in Steve Harris's report card, right? Or Lizzie Hale's report card, or Dave Menichetti's, or Prince's report card for anymore. Like, who would buy this shit?
Somebody's buying it now. It's interesting to me that somebody would be buying it. Look, for $100, you could get German demon bed sheets. Okay, for you guys that are just listening, I apologize, but because you can't see what I'm showing the audience that's watching. But the bed sheets look kind of cool, actually. But
they got the German S's on them. That's why.
Yeah.
Germany. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So if you guys go to GeneSimmonsAuctions.com, check some. Look, I'm not saying buy the stuff. It's expensive. You've got some deep pockets. Some of you might have deep pockets, but the stuff is getting, it gets kind of expensive. Here's a 1970s Kiss Army kit. It's up to $555. It's nuts, man. Anyway.
So is Gene just like, he's probably just paying somebody, hey, throw this stuff up there. I'll give you a cut. Get rid of some of this stuff.
I cannot imagine that he's taking the pictures of this stuff and putting it on eBay himself. Somebody is, look, here's a limited edition Robert Graham Kiss Creatures button down shirt. I've never even seen this one.
Okay. That's at least, that's cool. That's actually pretty cool.
So you guys that are not, you guys that aren't seeing this, if you're just hearing us, just go check it out. It's up for a few more days. It's one of those things that's it's kind of cool. All right, so that's pretty much the news that I've got. What about you, Sonny? Did you see anything?
I saw some videos of Ace playing live.
Okay, all right. This morning. Or maybe it was this afternoon, my buddy Doug, who's in the chat right there, he sent me a message going, did you see the video of Ace playing live? Now, here's the thing. I have not seen it, but I have seen some recently. What do you have to say, Mr. Pooney?
Ace. I love Ace. I'm an Ace guy. Ace seems to be struggling a bit. Let's put it this way. what Ace is doing on stage right now and what the videos are showing and what I've seen live the last couple of times I've seen Ace are not boding well for him to get on stage with Kiss on those last two shows.
No, it's not.
Right? Like, if Paul and Gene are seeing this, I can't imagine they're like, oh, yeah, we got to get that guy on stage with us.
No, I agree. I've seen two videos recently. The band is great, of course, but it's almost like either he can't hear anything, you know, or he just, it's one of two things. Either he can't hear it, or he doesn't care. I doubt it's he doesn't care. Do you?
He's still got to sell, right? So I can't believe he doesn't care. It's just a matter of, and it's not that he's going through the motion. Maybe he's just trying his best, and homie's 70 plus. Now, let me ask you this, and I guess I'll ask the folks who are listening right now and watching, because we're getting all kinds of stuff right now.
Yeah.
Final show. Ace shows up. He comes on stage, says hi to the crowd, but does not play and does not sing. Maybe he says something, and that's it. You okay with that?
That's tough. How about this? If he doesn't sing or play, I think it's better for him just not to show up.
I would think that that's what people would say. I can't imagine people would be all, well, he showed up. That was cool. That can't be cool enough.
No. It's not cool enough. I'd rather. My thing is I will tell you guys this. I'm going to the last two shows totally believing nobody's coming. This way, if it happens, terrific. I'll be surprised. But as of right now, I don't believe it's happening. And after watching a few of the videos, I can't tell if it's that there. I mean, because God knows there could be all kinds of things wrong, but he just doesn't seem like himself. It's very strange.
And especially if Kiss is playing to a click track where we know they are, etc. And I think we've talked about this before. You know, George Lynch and Don Dokken hadn't played together forever. They come together and do those shows several years ago, and Don turns to George and says, "What are you playing?" And George is like, "I'm playing the song," because that's not how the song goes. And what had happened over time is George was playing whatever Dokken song he was playing his way for umpteen amount of years at his speed, right, at his groove, whatever he wants to do. And Don's like, that's not how the song goes. Right? So are they really going to put up with that with Ace now? I just can't see it.
So there's a couple of comments on here.
I like Paul Scott's idea. That's a good idea.
We'll get to that. Jared Frank says Ace is in Houston this Friday. I'm on the fence about paying $50 for that, hoping there is a late deep discount. Jared, you got to go and then give us a report. It's like you're in 14 different cover bands or tribute bands. You're rich. $50. I'm kidding. He's not rich. All right. So I don't know if he is actually. Everywhere I go, he's always there. Let's see. Here's a good comment right here. You want to read it, Sonny? Paul Scott's? Go ahead.
Oh, they should just have Ace come up and do Beth. I love it. I think that's a great idea.
In the Catman makeup?
Even better.
Oh, that would be too much. Anyway, all right. So this is, you know, you guys are like blowing us away with the comments in the live chat. Thank you guys very much. Thank you guys for being here. We do appreciate it. Let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
So basically, we knew Joey was going to be out this week. We did not know Lee was going to be out, and she had to be out. She's fine, but she had to be out. And so earlier, I had sent everybody a message and said, hey, I know that I titled the show Top 10 Kiss Songs You Cannot Live Without, but why don't we make it 15? And then everybody was like, great. And then when Lee couldn't make it, Sonny and I were like, let's just do 20. This is what I could tell you from my standpoint. I didn't even make it. I didn't even make it out of like 80, 81. I didn't even get past that. Just
Homer. Homer.
No. I picked songs you would never pick. My problem was, is that by the time I started going through them. And by the time I got there, I was like, well, damn, this is 20 songs. And there are songs in the later that I don't want to do without, but I don't want to do without these either. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm just saying there's quite a few more. We could have done 50. Let me ask you this, Sonny. Are there 50 Kiss songs that you could have put on a list of songs you can't live without?
I can't live without is different. Is there 50 Kiss songs I like? Absolutely. There's 200 some odd Kiss songs I like. Right? Does that mean I can't live without them? Like, I'll give you one that I can live without that people are going to just go absolutely ape.
Here we go.
Right? God of Thunder. Didn't make my list. I can live without it. I like
really?
It. I like it. But if I never heard the song again, okay, I know how it goes. I'm good.
Interesting.
I never sing along with it. I never hum it. You know how you're doing stuff and you start humming the song for some strange reason?
Yeah.
God of Thunder never happens to me that way.
Well, I don't think it happens to me either.
You know what I mean? So when the approach I took was, okay, forget about whether you like it or not. Like right now, if you go through this list, can you just keep going without stopping and go, man, I want to listen to that song right now. And I landed on exactly 20. Well, right? So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go with it.
Right.
But then because it was so kind of off the cuff, the band members that sing the songs is extremely skewed one way. But my makeup, non-makeup, is dead even 10-10.
Huh.
And well, I was surprised about that.
Well, that's interesting.
Spans the entire band because, you know, after 92, forget all those songs. So, I mean, it spans 74 to 92.
Brutal. Okay. Well, but still, I get it. So let's go ahead and do this. This is going to be interesting. Hey, everybody that's watching, thank you guys for being here. Don't forget, you guys can send us an email, and a bunch of you have been, podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. Podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, @gmail.com. And you guys have been sending us quite a few ideas for topics of the week, and I've been saving them and printing them out, and we're going to do them. So it'll be fun. And hopefully you guys will find it interesting. And next week is our 10-year anniversary show. We have been doing Podcast Rock City in some way, shape, or form for 10 years next week. And we're going to have a great show. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I hope you guys all will join us. Sonny, why don't you start it? Did you do 20 to 1?
Yeah, I did 20 to 1.
Okay, go ahead. What's 20?
I guarantee my number 20 did not make your list. Almost can guarantee it.
Okay, go ahead.
And you got to remember, I like non-makeup Kiss, right? That's when I come in. So right, my number 20, believe it or not, was You'd Love Me to Hate You.
Okay, that would not have made my list.
I know. But God of Thunder didn't make my list.
Okay. But you know what? This is okay. I'm going to tell you why. When I'm looking at my list and going down it, I could make this a playlist and never be unhappy. No matter what song I put on, I would be happy. And I'm also very, this is like the soundtrack to the first half of my life. You know, and there's songs on here that you're going to be disgusted with, like my number 20, which is Hooligan.
Oh, geez. That didn't make my list either.
See, I love Hooligan. I'll tell you something else. I really love it live. When they play it live, like if you guys watch the Summit and he plays it, and I love that song. I love the story that they're telling. And to me, it fits Peter Criss. I'm raised on the streets. Hey, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It really does fit. It really does fit Peter. Look, you guys, your comments are coming through really fast. I'm trying to get them all up there. If I miss one of you, please don't take it personally. And remember that no matter what I say on the show, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. Let's go. How about 19?
Okay, so we forgot to say, we had one rule. The one rule was you couldn't pick any solo albums. So
no.
If that would not have been a rule, You Love Me to Hate You doesn't make the list, because there would have been a couple of from the solo albums that would have ended up on this. So,
right.
All right. My number 19, I just heard it. I just heard Quarantine do it. Check out my Quarantine shirt there. Only 20 people own this shirt. Heart of Chrome.
I love that song. I love that song. So here's the truth. We make my list longer. Heart of Chrome is on it.
We make your list longer. Everything's on it. No, I made my list longer. Hooligan makes it. I like the song.
No. I'm just saying it's if I would have made it into the non-makeup stuff, it would have been.
You didn't even make it there?
No.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's okay. Number 19 for me is. What is number 19? Oh, it's off Unmasked. Is That You? Did that make your list? Oh, you don't have to tell me. If it doesn't make your list, you can say, okay, so it did not make your list.
It did not make mine.
I love that song, man. I just remember the first time I put that record on and dropped the needle, and I was like blown away by that song. Is That You is an awesome song. What is 18 for you, Sonny?
So since the only rule was no solo albums, I went with Nowhere to Run.
I knew I was going to have that on my list. But I didn't put it on my list. I was like, oh, I got to go with this over here. But let me tell you, that any one of those four songs could wind up on my list easily. There are four really great songs, I agree, which is a hint that none of them did. Just too much other stuff to deal with. Okay, so that was 18, right? 18 for me is one that I would bet $1 million that Sonny does not have it on his list, and that is The Oath. Did I win $1 million? Okay, well, wait. Okay, go ahead. All right, so I love The Oath.
Yes, you did. That didn't make my list. What, you just meet me yesterday?
Yay! I'm $1 million richer. I love The Oath. And to me, it's the best song on that record. Sonny throws, if you guys live out in San Francisco, just walk down the street. You'll find copies every time he bought one, and he chucked it out the window. But there's quite a few songs on that record that I love just because it's so different. But The Oath, you know, is the best song to me. 17, Sonny.
Heavy Mayo just said it. My first makeup song, Magic Touch. Love that song.
It's a really
and great Johnny,
song.
That one's coming, buddy.
You guys, they're guessing songs. Yeah. I love Scambatty is like, come on, Poonie. listen, I'll tell you this. So what the was it you or was it Joey that said a song that he could live without? I think it was Joey. Let Me Go Rock and Roll.
Yeah, I think that was Joey. That wasn't me.
It's like Joey got hate mail from Doug.
Get used to it, Joey. You get hate mail all the time.
Yes.
Because when you're a Kiss, you know, part of the Kiss army is like, if you don't vote for everything the 79 or before, you're not a Kiss fan.
Look, it's Hero. Right? Somebody likes the devil.
It's just, I do. And I am.
Ba-boom. So what were we at? 18, that was the oath, right?
17. You're at 17.
I'm at 17. Take me. Any way you want. Take me. Okay.
You're 0-4. None of those made my list.
That's amazing. See, that's amazing to me. I mean, when I say it's amazing, I don't know really how amazing this is. You have to think about it. It's a large set of songs to go through, you know? And of course you came in the 80s and I started off early 70s. So, you know, it's like what attracts us to the band are two different things. Although you love the makeup and I love the non-makeup years, it just didn't seem to override us yet, you know? So go ahead. So that was 17. We're at 16.
Okay, I'm looking over my list real quick. So 16, I believe, is the only song on my list that I have heard the band play every time I've seen them live. And I've seen them live 40 plus times. So it's just one of those songs that when I was doing that whole go through the songs that I got to the song, I'm like, I really want to just stop and listen to this. Why? I've heard this song 5,000, 10,000 times. Like, why do I want to hear this right now? Detroit Rock City. It had to be on the list. And I don't know why.
No, I get it. I get it. It's
right, because when Love Gun came up, I skipped right over it.
Oh my god, that is people are turning off the show right now. Okay, what number was that? 16.
Yeah.
What is my number 16? Oh, mine's Hotter Than Hell. I always remember loving this song so much, and every time I put on that record, I'll stop doing whatever I'm doing when it gets to that. It seems so like out of place to me, that part of the song, but it fits so well. I don't know how to explain. It's just like two different. It's just like such a drastic change that fits so well in the song. And Hotter Than Hell, man, it's good. I almost put Rip and Destroy on there, but I just I went with the Good Kiss, not the Imposters. Hotter Than Hell, I've seen them play a few times. They haven't played it in a long time live, you know, but I've seen it a few times. Let's see, number 15.
All right. We're going to have some people hang up here. I wish this song would have came out about 5 or 6 years before it actually did, because I think it would have been a huge hit if it comes out 86, 87. 85 instead of 92. I really love Every Time I Look at You.
Oh, you know what? I love that song. I really love it too. It didn't make my list, but it is a very good song. It is.
But for 92, it's too late. You know what I mean? You put that, like, if that's on Slippery When Wet, dude, that's a hit, right? So it's got to get out in 86, 87, somewhere in there.
I agree with you. I will also, I'll tell you this, that song. You're right. It would be a huge hit if it's on Slippery When Wet. It just depends on who's singing in at what time. That is it's a definite early 80s hit. But 90s, yeah, oh yeah. It's just too far past that era's, you know, time.
Yeah.
Let's see.
We're at 15.
Yeah. Shock Me. I mean, it's like it's a staple for, I will tell you, I love this song so much. My heart breaks a little bit every time Tommy Thayer plays it. And sometimes I wonder if his heart breaks every time he does it. You ever think, is it possible that when he plays that song, he's like, oh God, they hate me for this.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've said it before. I don't mind that he does it. I wish he wouldn't, though, right? I wish they wouldn't make him do it, because it's a little weird. But I don't hate the guy. The guy's getting paid to do a job. Like,
absolutely. You know, right? Absolutely.
But I wish they wouldn't make him do that.
Yeah, it's like somebody, has to hit the cow in the head with the hammer so I could have a delicious, tasty burger.
But you want to really piss people off? If you would have done, like, Rip It Out, and it was off of Ace's solo album, oh, people would lose it.
Yeah, I have news for you. They'd stop watching the show.
Yeah, New York Groove.
New York, right? Oh, my God. They haven't done 2000. How? So let me ask you this. Why do you think those songs, you think people have just got used to him?
Those songs is because it's on a solo album. Right? So it's not, I think it would dig deeper into people like us going, really? You pick something off a solo album for him to do?
Yeah.
Right? No, really? No. Like, if it was my choice, you know, have him do Parasite. Like, you want him to do a Spaceman type song, but it doesn't have to be a song that Ace sang.
Yeah, why not?
Could be one he wrote.
Yeah, but why not the one that he has on the damn...
Yeah, because they don't want to play that song.
But here's the thing. But they want to play Say Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the second most hated song they do live, or Joe, that Joe hates. You guys are keeping it up. Thank you very, very much for the comments. You guys that are watching live or listening on iTunes, go and check out the YouTube page, subscribe, and give us a watch. And try to be there for our 10-year anniversary next week, 7 p.m. on YouTube and Facebook. We're going to have a blast just talking KISS like we always do and celebrating what we have been able to accomplish. There's only a few other KISS shows that have been on as long as 10 years. And I will, of course, give all those guys their props next week. No, I won't. Just kidding. Let's see. So 14, right? 14. Yeah. 14.
All right. So my first my first six songs, right? That's six? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all Paul. So as you can see, my list is Paul skewed. And that's just, I'm just a Paul fan. I'm a Paul fan. You know, can he sing now? The man's 70 plus years, so I don't care how he's singing now. Whatever. Right? I'm talking. But was he untouchable from basically 77 to about 92? The guy was basically untouchable. So it's hard when I come in not to be a Paul fan. Right. But I do have some Gene songs. It isn't going to be the Gene songs that everybody thinks it's going to be, though. So my number 14 is actually Good Girl Gone Bad. Man, I love that song.
I like that song. It wouldn't have made my list, but I really like that song.
Yeah, yeah.
Gene has, you know, there's something about 80s Gene songs, you know, that I had to come and accept. And that is the 80s Gene songs, he's not the demon anymore.
That's right.
Okay, so by not being the demon anymore, now he's just regular guy Gene Simmons singing songs. There's not going to be any, I mean, they're all sex, but there always were, but there were other song, you know, character kind of songs, right?
Yeah, and I didn't mind. I didn't get into the band because of the characters.
Right.
So I was just kind of listening to the songs.
Right.
And I love that, you know, everybody's got a problem with the Crazy Nights sound and all that. But dude, I grew up with that sound. That sound is half my record collection. So I love that sound.
Right, right. No. I really love Crazy, Crazy Nights, but it didn't make my list.
It didn't make mine either.
14 for me is a Gene song, and it is Dr. Love. Now, my thing about that song is I love that song. The lyrics are great, and Gene's great, but I love the guitar and the solo mostly. It's just something about that. I don't know. It's just it just for me kind of hits you in the wazoo, and I love that a lot about the song. I really love it. I really love it off of Alive 2. I really love that version. But number 14 for me is Dr. Love, Sunny.
13 for me, the only one that made it off Unmasked, Tomorrow. Love that song.
Say it, Tomorrow? Yes.
Tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%. That's a great song. 13. I'm looking on my list here. 13. Oh, is she? I'll tell you what. I even like the version of it with the flute.
Oh, good Lord. Didn't that dude get in trouble? Leave that. Leave the flute thing alone.
Oh, did he get in trouble? I didn't know that.
Not the flute player. The other guy in that band that I don't want to say the name of.
Oh, no, I don't know. Maybe. I have no idea. I mean, I'm not sure who played the flute. That's what I'm saying.
No, not the flute player. I'm talking about other members of that band.
Oh, yeah. I think so, yes. But we won't talk about that. That's headline right. News for TMZ. Gene will drop a hamburger on the floor and eat it in front of everybody, just not to talk about that. All right. So do you like that song?
Yeah, I like it. It didn't make my list. I like the song. Is it a song that I can't live without? No, it isn't.
Oh, man.
Because again, I never hum it. I never go, I'm going to go listen to She right now. Right. And you mentioned it before. I would make this 20 song playlist and I would never skip it. I'd be listening to this playlist for the rest of my life.
Exactly. It's now here's my thing though, but this is a great playlist, but I could add to it non makeup. No problem.
Yeah.
I could add, as a matter of fact, there's probably maybe a couple more songs makeup wise that it would make it. But I think here on out, it would be non makeup.
Yeah.
So for me. So let's see. That was 13, 12.
All right. So 12 for me. So I come in at Heaven's on Fire, right? When I buy that album and I drop the needle and I've Had Enough started, I'm like, why the hell did they cut Heaven's on Fire as the single?
I agree.
Like, I've Had Enough was so great. Later on, I'm figuring out, oh, yeah, I guess that's not mass appeal. I've Had Enough is not really written for mass appeal, where Heaven's on Fire is like almost an anthem and kind of has that mass appeal. But I've always loved I've Had Enough. So that's my number 12.
And that is an amazing, amazing song. And Paul's vocal is awesome.
Oh,
in that. Jared Frank's question here. Did anyone ever think how much money any of us would have if we got a nickel every time we heard Detroit Rock City?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would have a lot of nickels. I can honestly say it wouldn't be $1,000 worth of nickels, but it definitely would be more than $100 worth of nickels.
And I can say I've heard that song more than I've heard Rock and Roll All Night, because I don't listen to Rock and Roll All Night on the regular.
Oh, no, I agree. I think I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I think I'm the same way. All right. So we are at 12.
No, you're 12.
12. And 12 for me is God of Thunder. Now, I'm going to tell you, this song for me, I remember the first time I heard it. I was at this kid's house in Miami when I was hanging out. I was just, this guy told me, hey, you want to come over? I got Destroyer. And I was like, sure. And I had heard it before. I had heard the record before, part of the record, but only a couple of songs at my cousin's house. And then at his house, when that little kid says, okay, y'all can start playing now. And it was scary. I don't know why. The kid is creepy. And apparently that's Bill O'Coin's kid. I don't know if that's a true story or not. But I don't know if you guys know this. If you go on YouTube, you can get God of Thunder slowed down. So you can understand everything that this kid is saying. But it sounds like this, you know? So his voice is deeper. And it's 10 times creepier. But the song,
you know, you can slow that down in Audacity and not change the key or whatever, and it would just slow down without it sounded like this.
Audacity, brought to you by Sonny Pooney. I did not know that. I will tell you this. This is okay. So I don't use Audacity. I have before, but not on the normal. I can tell you that in my car is a CD case about this deep. Now, the problem is that driving from my house to my job is less than 10 minutes. So by the time I get in my car, I just, whatever's already in there. I have listened to chocolate starfish and hot dog flavored water probably 20 times. It's just in there because Limp Bizkit's fucking awesome. Anyway,
out the window.
No way. I love me some Bizkit. Okay, where are we? That was God of Thunder, right? 12?
Yeah, number 11.
We're at 11, almost in the top 10.
My 11.
Happy go lucky.
Everybody loves my 11. Everybody will agree. Come on and love me.
Agreed. It is a great, great song. Way too high on your list. Or low.
Really?
Low on your
way
list.
Way too low on the list. Oh, that's list. Because there's some, I mean, we're talking about songs I absolutely love are coming up.
Darth Shredder says, in the late 70s, Detroit Rock City was an amazing song. I literally refuse to listen to it now. But back then, see, that's the thing. We've burned ourselves out on a lot of songs. I could, you know, there was a time when we went to see Kiss Live and Rock and Roll All Night came on. And we're all, I mean, still Rock and Roll All Night plays. We get excited, but not as excited as I would be if they switched it up all of a sudden. Like, Let Me Go Rock and Roll is the last song. I'm like, whoa, that would be amazing.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not that it's just Rock and Roll Night. We're going to get the mic around the neck with the hand on the neck. We're going to get the fake break in the guitar. Like, it's a, come on, dude, do something different.
Look, this Heavy Mayo, this is why I love Sonny, because it just wouldn't be humorous if his top 20 came from Kiss Alive 1 and 2.
Yeah, because if it was songs I like, I could easily come up with 20 songs from 74 to 76. Come on.
Tatiana said, Read My Body is a must.
It didn't make my list.
It didn't make my list. It's on your list, Tatiana. Tatiana, make your list of 20 songs. Every one of you guys, make your list of 20 songs. Email it to me at podcastrockcity1. That's the number one at gmail.com. And next week, as many as I get, I'm going to read them here. I'm going to go. I mean, it's our 10-year anniversary. There's no rules. All right, let's see. 11. Where's my 11? Oh, here it is. My 11 is Detroit Rock City.
Oh, okay.
For all the reasons why you say, you know, I just, that whole beginning to it gave it so much, like, excitement, you know. The only thing that was so weird, I was always wondering, why is that guy why he mumbled like that when he sang? I never really understood that, but it made it creepy. It was creepy. And it's really funny too, because if I put that song on, I have actually had to say to my son, do you know what that noise is where he's pushing the pedal to give the engine a little gas? You don't have to do that anymore. I was like, back in the day, you'd have to pump the gas a couple of times to get it going. Really? I'm like, yeah, dude, it's all fuel injected now. It's like, anyway.
I never had to do that. My first car was a Nissan. I never had to do that.
My first car was, what was my first car? I think it was a 79 Firebird. Anyway, okay, so let's see. That was 11. Detroit Rock City. The solo is iconic. I have taught that song to so many of my students. It's the song I go to when they go, how come you've never taught me any Kiss? I always say the same thing. It's too predictable. If your kid walks out of my classroom and goes, I'm learning Detroit Rock City, the parent could look at me and say, no kidding. So I never teach Kiss until a kid says, hey, what about some Kiss? It'd be cool to learn some Kiss. And I like Detroit Rock City. It's not too hard. They can usually play the solo, you know, and I'll play one part of it and they'll play the other. And it's a lot of fun. And Detroit Rock City has a special place. You know, even though I've mentioned that it wasn't the first song on that tour for Alive 2, you know, or Love Gun or whatever. I Stole Your Love was. But when you go to see them, if they start with Detroit Rock City, you're not unhappy.
No, not at all.
All right, let's see. Top 10, Pooney.
My number 10 is my second Gene song. I got to go with Unholy.
That was going to make my list. That would have been 21 easily. That song is so badass. I mean, it's one of the things that I love about it is, first of all, how heavy it is. But Gene's vocal makes it heavier.
Yeah, and to me, if they wanted to do a grunge style drop down type album to be with the times in the 90s, instead of doing Carnival, I would have took 10 Unholies.
I get it.
Right? Because at least it would have still been the Kiss way. So.
Sure, no. Let's see this comment. Every song is written for mass appeal. It doesn't always turn out that way. No, that's true. I mean, I would never imagine that a band goes, oh, let's just write a shitter this way it fills the, you know, the.
Really? So you wanted the best is written for mass appeal?
You don't think so? You don't think. Okay, so that's a good point. That is written for the fans. Hey, sorry, Doug. He's got a point there. All right. Let's see. Number 10 for me is, Black Diamond. You might say that's too low on your list if you guys are listening and watching, but it fell just to number 10 for me.
And if you think it's too low on his list, you're going to be really pissed to find out it's not on my list.
Oh, my goodness. What is wrong with this world? Let's see. Don't forget.
I like the song.
Give me your top 20 or at least 10. If you guys write them out, podcastrockcity1, that's the number one at gmail.com. Let's see. Number 9, Sonny.
Number 9 is a riff I will never get sick of, no matter how many times I hear it. Parasite.
Parasite. Did not make, I'm kidding. We'll see if it did it. I just said that to Sonny's clenched up. At his bottom end went, what? Yeah, Parasite's awesome. I ripped it off. I was in a band. We ripped it off. You can hear it sometimes on this show. Usually at the end. Let's see. So that was number 9. My number 9 is 100,000 Years. Another great song. Black Diamond and 100,000 Years, for some reason, I always associate them together. I don't know why. I'm wondering if it's because I consider them to be like songs. Well, Detroit Rock City, maybe a little bit too, but 100,000 Years and Black Diamond, I always felt like Kiss put a little more effort than a lot of their songs into. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense.
When you listen to it, there's more to it than just... You know, it's just more to it. Some of you guys out there probably understand what I'm saying, and some of you guys are like, what the hell are you saying? Let's see. 8.
But it's good that you explained it that way. I don't always need that. I don't need the complexity of Black Diamond or 100,000 Years, because my number 8 is Room Service. Dude, quick, compact song. Hit it and quit it. Get out of there. Great vocal. Simple. Love it.
Right. Absolutely. AJ White, you're correct. Bob Ezrin's kids were the ones, not Billicoin. I don't think he ever had kids. Bob Ezrin's kids. Thank you for correcting me on that. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. 100%. It's one of those songs that, you know, it's not flashy. It's just cool.
Yep.
That's the Kiss way. 8 for me is off Unmasked, Naked City. You know, I know there's a lot of people out there that love that song, but I also get letters every once in a while going, what is it with you and Naked City? I don't know. It's something about Gene's vocal and the effect and the story. I like the story that he's telling. And I also like the riff. You know, it's not that Chuck Berry style, you know, It's not, you know, it's different. It's completely different than at most things that they've done. So my number eight was Naked City. Sonny, seven.
I think you like Naked City because it's an underdog song.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's part of it. Number seven for me, my favorite album. I haven't picked a song yet. And my favorite album is Asylum. Most people know that are listening. But you're probably not going to pick the song I picked. I'm Alive. Man, I love that song.
Yeah, that song is they floor it from the beginning.
And I like Fast Kiss, and I get it. Some people don't like Fast Kiss. I actually like it.
I like that song. I don't have a problem with it at all. And if I'd have made it to 22, it probably would have been there. Let's see. Number seven for me is one that I seem to like more than Sonny does, and that is Parasite, because it's higher up on my list. But yeah, I mean, you know, that's Parasite is it's just the riff is cool. The vocal is cool. Everything, it's just a cool song. Number Sace.
All right, people. People are gonna go nuts. All right, number six for me, King of Hearts. Dude, I love that song. If you are an 80s melodic rock fan, there's no reason to hate on King of Hearts. It's written really well.
No, I agree. I think that it very much like encompasses their sound for that time.
Yeah.
Let's see. Six for me. And where do I have? Oh, I Want You. I have a soft spot in my heart for any song that either starts off heavy and then chills out and then gets heavy again, or the vice versa. So like my favorite song of all time, surprisingly, is Carry On My Wayward Son. I love that song. It has everything in it. You know, it's got killer solos, a killer riff. It's got killer singing. The piano's beautiful. You know, the solo at the end is awesome. It's very much like I don't want to say arena rock, because that's not what it is, but so I have a soft spot for anything that starts off acoustic and then you get punched in the face with something heavy or rock, you know, and I'm the same way, you know, with quite a few Kiss songs, they do that. But so that's mine. I Want You is my number six. Number five. Ooh, we're in the top five, Sonny.
We're in the top five, and you were talking about Carry On My Wayward Son. I don't even listen to the Kansas version anymore. I haven't listened to the Kansas version in, good Lord, 25 years?
Whose version?
Dude, Yngwie's version is amazing.
Oh, really?
And trust me, you know, you just hear Yngwie, you're like, oh, he must have messed up that. No, dude, he did really well staying within himself. And adding Yngwie flair to it a little bit, but dude, that version rocks. You might want to listen to that
one. I'm going to go and listen to it. Number five.
Number five is my last Gene song. And no, it's not a makeup era song, because I love Fast Kiss. I got No.
And I actually did a double take on that song, but it didn't make it to my list. The solo at the beginning of that, to me, that's like Bruce Kulick's Eruption, right?
Yeah. Bruce is getting a lot of love on my list, as you can tell.
Yeah. So Darth Shredder said, maybe you guys should pick one favorite song from each album next. Do the whole discography. Damn. I don't know if I can handle that, but I'll write it down and we'll put it on the list of shows that we could do. Let's see. Number five for me is, it's amazing how I have this list and the numbers just seem to disappear on me. Let Me Go Rock and Roll. That was my, That was I can't get enough of that song. And one of the good things about it is I don't overwhelm myself with it. You know what I mean? Like if I'm going through songs to listen to, most of the time when I'm listening to it, it's awful live because there's all that soloing and I love that. But I don't, sometimes I'm worried I'm going to get sick of it. And I can tell you that my buddy Doug, who's watching right now, he and I flew to Detroit to see Kiss play at Cobo Arena. And after they got done playing that song, it was almost simultaneous. We both looked at each other and went, "I always loved that song." And he was like, "Me too." You know, it's just one of those ones, I think, because of Rock and Roll All Night. You know, Let Me Go Rock and Roll was the finisher, you know? And then Rock and Roll All Night comes in and it gets moved. They went back and forth, I think, for a little while. But then, you know, Rock and Roll All Night became the song. And it's great, man. Let Me Go Rock and Roll is a really good, really good song. Four, Sonny.
All right, my only A song, remember, the rules were no solo album. So my only A song, Rocket Ride. Love Rocket Ride. Dude. That, if it wasn't the fourth side of a Live 2, like I'd almost probably never listen to a Live 2. Like I enjoy the four. It was a good idea to put five songs on that four side.
Huh. Interesting. So you're saying that if that song wasn't on side four, you'd almost never listen
to a live two.
A live two. Interesting. I love the live stuff on that. Let's see. Number four for me is Love Gun. It used to be number one. It was. But unfortunately, I wore myself out on that damn song. I love Love Gun. It's so good. And then, you know, it's. The solo's killer. I love the solo. I love the fact that I had no idea what a love gun was until I got older. As a kid. Hey, singing about a gun. No, sir, he's not. Number three. Now we're getting to meat and potatoes. My top three are I don't know. I don't think they're gonna shock Sonny, but they may shock some people. Shock the people. Go ahead.
My top three, if you know me, will not shock you at all. My top, my third, number three, A Million to One. Dude, hit written all over it.
As long as somebody else is doing it.
That part, I think the version they did was fine. 83 is too early, right? Every time I look at you is too late. 83 is too early for the song. Drop that in 86, 87. It's a hit.
Interesting. My number three is I Stole Your Love. It has to be on the list. It's,
it doesn't have to be.
Oh, have mercy. I just had a pain. It's one of those songs that's just 100 miles an hour. I love it. And, it made number three. What's number two, Sonny?
My number two is I Stole Your Love. That's it. Come on, dude. Nice. That's why it wins every Sweet 16.
It does. It's a great song. My number two is Come On and Love Me. I love that song so, so, so much. And not as much as the number one song, but I love Come On and Love Me. I think that that's some of Paul's... my number two and number one, I think, are some of Paul's best early writing. What's your number one there, Sonny?
My number one will surprise no one, Mr. Speed.
Mr. Speed. I knew that was coming. And let me ask you this. What is it about that song that just does it for you?
It's a little bit of you get Paul's persona without it being overbearing, right? And there's a... It's not like super machismo, but it does... But he is taking credit for kind of being a ladies' man. It's like I like there's times where I like the flashy guitar players and all that kind of stuff and the flashy comedians and the flashy actors. But there's a place in my heart for the folks that kind of hide what they do really, really well. Does that make sense? And that song, for some reason, fits the bill there. And I don't know why. Where Love Gun feels like it's a little more out there.
Interesting. I know quite a few people that's their favorite song.
Interesting.
Jared Frank wrote, when I got unmasked, we got home, and my mom said I could listen to one song before we had to leave again, and I chose Naked City because it had naked
in the word title. Naked. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He also said that because you picked No, 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 it ruined all of your good
picks. Figured it would.
Let's see. All right, my number one is going to be Making Love. That riff is killer, and live it's even better. I'm curious. So Making Love did make your – no, Come On and Love Me majors.
Yes.
But Making Love did not.
Nah, because I don't enjoy, honestly, the – it's okay. I like it. Don't get me wrong. But if I had a choice, I'd listen to it live versus the recorded version.
Right. No, I get that. So there's our top 20. Sorry, Lee and Joey aren't here today, but you know, you got Joey and Sonny, or Joe and Sonny. My mom called me Joey. That ended years ago. She called me Joey once. One other thing I wanted, because somebody messaged me and asked me about Kevin Smith signed my record. And it actually says, Joe, I love you. I didn't expect that. I was really surprised by that. And yes, he was super friendly. What is your top 20 Kiss songs that you cannot live without? Email us at podcastrockcity1. That's the number one. podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. And let us know. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, hit the little bell, and it'll let you know when I'm doing the 20-minute Kiss fixes on Wednesday and Friday. It'll let you know when I go live, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
No, like I said, what I learned here was off the cuff. It was still 10 makeup, 10 non-makeup. Off the cuff, it's absolutely Paul all the way for me, right? And I get it. Gene has some classic songs, and there's a lot of those songs I like, but I don't have to have them. The Paul songs is what attracted me, but then I came in 84, so that probably doesn't surprise you that the Paul songs were the ones that were attracting me, right? Because Paul was really writing the better songs. I think most people would agree on that. Could I come up with 200 Kiss songs I like? Yes, I can come up with 200 Kiss songs I like. That's why I'm a Kiss fan. That's why this shit is everywhere. Honestly wish there was more non-makeup stuff you could buy. There's not enough stuff out there that's like licensed by the band. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Like bobbleheads or pops of, you know, 85 or 87 or 89 or something like that. It's just some of those posters were so great, and it's too bad that, you know, I get it. That part, that era doesn't make any money compared to the rest of it.
Yeah. I have all the posters that were upstairs in my house, I had to take down because we were getting ready to paint to sell the house. So I have a huge stack of posters over here. And I noticed that only two that are framed are non-makeup. I have a bunch that are, you know, that are in tubes for one day when I get a bigger house. But one is a solo Gene poster where he's playing bass and is like, I think he's wearing like a red, like muumuu or something. I don't know. It's shiny and sparkly.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
There's one of Paul. It's not the Paul where he's wearing the jacket and he's going,
yeah.
I do not own that fucking poster.
But I have that Bruce bobblehead that we got at the convention.
Right.
Right with him in the jacket with the. I love that bobblehead. I wish there was more that kind of stuff. Yeah.
No, I agree. There should be.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
They could do limited numbers for their fans and it would get bought up. Agreed?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. You put out a poster that nobody's ever seen with Gene, Paul, Bruce, and Eric Carr that nobody ever saw and limit it to 2,000. They're going to sell. You think 2,000? Absolutely. You think it could be higher?
It could be, depending on how you market it. I like, mean, if it's marketed through Bruce, you'd sell 2,000.
Easy. Yeah. All right. So did I ask you if you had anything to add?
Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry.
And I added.
Boom, 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 boom. My brain is all over the place during this show. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys. If you are listening while you're at work or you're at home or you're driving, thank you for listening. Do us a favor. Always share the show. Let people know that we come and hang out every Sunday at 7 p.m. And we talk about our favorite band, Kiss. And you know what I'm going to say. We love Kiss and we love Kiss podcasts. You know, I'm not going to say anything negative this week. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love. And just those. Right after this. In 3, 2, you know, I've asked for commercials. I tell the other guys, give us commercials and girls for that matter. They just got to get them to me. Nobody ever asks us for ours. Is that sad?
Yeah.
It is. We're out of here in 3, 2. I love you guys. 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.